Alright, welcome to the Crez Files members. Adam plugging in here on Friday night, the 26th of August 22 for the Night Watch podcast with Adam. I hope you guys are doing fine. Just a quick one tonight to cover a few points. And thank you so much for your ongoing support. So shouting me a cup of coffee here a month really helps me to continue and keep running forward. And and I just can't do it without some members. So you guys are great. Contact me anytime, of course, through the website. And thanks for staying active on the website and on Telegram and all of this, and just for sending through emails and showing your support. And crazy times ahead, man. Boy, interesting times. As we work to critically break down this matrix type system around us and move forward and try and learn to navigate and really survive as we go forward here. Strange times. It's one of those weird times, isn't it? I feel like I just want to wake up tomorrow morning and get up and just in a sweat, and it was all just a bad dream. I had this crazy dream and that was it, you know, but it's just bizarre. We're really living in an old episode of the Twilight Zone here, and things are weird and creepy, but we have to stay connected and positive and just keep it real. There's really crazy things going on. So I thought I would just plug in tonight, and of course everything's up on the website, crezfiles.com. Lots going up. Interesting chat with Johnny last night. He was going off at the end there, wasn't he? Guess a bit of stress getting to him, and when your family's attacked and threatened by these mongrels, you know, I can understand. He's very stressful lately, Johnny. And but anyway, good show, and hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. And just looking at some, I'll just continue from the other night. Just a short one tonight, just to cover some points that I wanted to go over that I think are important for folks out there. And I know my listeners understand this, but others, it's important to know, you know, where we are and what's going on, where we may be going, and what's happening. This whole COVID-19 fucking sham, because that's what it's been, a massive scam. It's all a bluff, folks. The whole thing has been a bluff, you know. And I admit I'm pretty thick-skinned. You know, not much gets to me, and I study all of this. But even myself, like last year during the Sydney lockdowns, I thought, holy shit, you know, like I'm not going to have any kind of life if I don't get this jab next year, being this year. And you know what? It got in my brain. It got to me too. I thought that they were going to have police or army on our streets and coming to our houses, you know. I mean, who knows if that's eventually going to happen? I don't think so. But you know what I mean? I thought that as well. It has been an incredible and intense and massive operation of fear. The government has used the military to go to war against the people, against our minds, and they've used weaponized propaganda and fear and to get needles in arms. And it looks like they want to... Well, I'll go into some of the Australian news and look at what's happening overseas in Chile. I've posted an article about that, but I put a bunch up about the about what's happening in Queensland on the crezfiles.com. So, you know, it's one of those kinds of websites which is good because it is a big newsfeed website as well, and I'm able to post all of this stuff, and the websites are very heavily protected, so it kind of stays up. Upper there, and it goes out, and that is great. But I've been posting some information about the medical discrimination against teachers from the communist state of Queensland, and the ass with lipstick running it that calls herself a premier, Palachuk. Looks like a bottom with lipstick, I've always said that, on a neck. And so it continues, but I put up an article today from Reignite Democracy, just how people can help, and I think that's important, how to help the unvaccinated teachers today in a few minutes. Pretty simple stuff. And if you haven't already heard, the Queensland Education Department, along with the Education Minister, Grace, have you seen this putrid entity? It looks like Palaszczuk. They all look the same, don't they, up there? What's going on, Queensland? This one looks like another bottom with lipstick on and glasses. You know what I mean? Maybe someone needs to do some kind of YouTube comedy where you've just got bottoms and you just speak with the cracks and you put a pair of glasses on the bottom, you know, and you put some lipstick over it and it's just, that's these people. They all look the same. And what kind of fucking name is Grace Grace? What the hell's going on up there? This person is an absolute disgrace. What a disgrace this individual is. And what a name. And she's decided that she's going to dock teachers pay for 18 weeks for not taking the COVID-19 experimental clot shot that's either going to kill you or eventually kill you or give you chronic health conditions and myocarditis and pericarditis and probably a heart attack. So these people want you dead and they want your families and your kids dead. And they work for an extremely evil system. And we were covering this last night with Johnny, just trying to work out what is going on with these sociopathic entities and how come they're acting so crazy and how they can live with themselves and do this to their own people. It's you know, and how the media connect in the way that they are and how they can all act like this. It's just really crazy. These people are out of their minds. Who knows what's going on behind the mask here, but these people are putrid, they're evil, they're disgusting, they're traitors, they're not Australian, they're not here for you. I was trying to tell people that the other night, the judges, the court systems, the police, the federal police, these politicians and health ministers and education ministers and departments and all of this system, it's here to kill you or poison you off and get you under the thumb to control your mind. You know, it's here to indoctrinate you, and if you don't like it, it wants you dead. These people are not here for you, and they're not here to protect you, and they don't give a shit about you. And until people start to wake up and work this out, we're really just food for the system. It's time to get the pitchforks and the lanterns out here with these mongrels, because they're really pushing the limits now. And believe me, this docking teachers in Queensland 18 weeks pay for refusing to get the clot shots. I think that, it's very obvious that this was already in the pipeline. It was already pre-planned. They already had this coming. So they would let the teachers think that they could go back to school. This is all psychological warfare, folks. That's what it is, 101. And they punished teachers, for example, and this is just one industry last year, who didn't want to get these heart attack shots, and then they punished them and put them out of work, so they couldn't go back to work and couldn't provide a living for themselves and their family. They ruined their lives, and it's completely illegal and criminal. It's a criminal act what they did, and they did it anyway because they're above the law and they don't care. And they put them out of their jobs. And then time went on, and then, you know, no one knew what was going to happen. And then this year they've let the teachers go back for a brief period without saying anything. But this was in the pipeline. They had it all worked out. So they've let the teachers go back, and then they've let them get relaxed. And then now there's been the teachers are probably paranoid in there. Imagine how hard it is for teachers to go back into schools where, like, nearly 100% of teachers have had these jabs, you know, and they're just not sure about their futures or what's going to happen. And they're going back into this system, and they're incrementally just trying to work it out each day because they feel a little bit paranoid. Well, the months have gone on now, nothing's happened. And so they're getting back into their teaching roles and their jobs with the kids and the parents and everything like that. And they're starting to loosen up and relax a bit, and now they do this. It's psych warfare. It's unbelievable. This is what they're doing. They're breaking down people. So eventually the teachers will just go and get the jabs. So they'll get all of them jabs. So there won't be that little bit left that don't want it. You know what I mean? And so, you know, if it just depends on what happens after this. And I think what depends on here is how hard the Australian public push back. And this is what I was saying the other night on the show. If you think that, if you're out there in this country and you think that this is okay to do this to people, then you're a fucking idiot. And it's in my opinion that you need to be expelled from this planet along with these parasites that think they're running it, because this is not okay to treat human beings like this. It's absolutely putrid behaviour. It's disgusting. And this gives average Australians a very, very grim but very clear reflection as to who's running the country and who people are voting for. You know, who runs your communities and towns and schools and your government buildings and your governments and everything like this and your parliament house and everything. These people are showing their true colours now, and they are mongrel dogs. They're rabid. So this is in this way, these creatures are exposing themselves more than ever now, and they're exposing themselves to the people, and they're showing their fangs and their true natures and how ugly and rotten and decrepit these entities really are. And the people should be really seeing this very clearly now. These are the people that a lot of people out there in this country are voting into office. They're going, you know, and they're voting these people in, and they're supporting them, like Grace MP, this putrid, disgusting, filthy entity. You know, I mean, why the hell would anybody support or even allow a creature like this to be on such high pay grade as well, and allow this disgusting it to be in our government? It's unbelievable. So, you know, it just depends on what the population are willing to put up with. The more we put up with, then the worse it's going to get, and the more they're going to take. But again, with psych warfare and breaking people down to basically make them eventually submit, this is exactly what they're doing. So they've allowed teachers to get comfortable and feel like they're back with their lives and they're in their teaching jobs and everything like it. Everything's like it was before, right? Now they've come in and hit them with another hammer blow, and then they'll back off again, and then another hammer blow. And eventually these teachers either will just leave, but, you know, or they will go and they'll just go and get the bloody things, and then they've got you. You know what I mean? And we'll talk about this a little bit. They're not forcing you, are they? They're not forcing you and holding you down and physically making you get the jabs, because that's assault. They're using psych warfare and massive amounts of propaganda and fear-mongering and they're hammer blows of this. And so this is just the next round. After the teachers being stood down last year and allowed to come back, then they cast you out again. This is what I've been saying. It's just like taking a prisoner hostage down in the basement and locking him up in a cage, being nice to them, letting him out for a bit of sunshine, giving him some food and water, and then beating him again and scaring them again, and then letting him out again and being nice to them. This is how you break people down. This is what they do in satanic rituals. This is breaking down the human mind and making humans submit to this kind of system. And this is what COVID was all about. I mean, if it wasn't pushed in such a way and people weren't threatened with their livelihoods, I mean, how many people would have really got them? Most people just did it, I think, because it was just easier and to be left alone. But I think most of the country or most of the world were bullied and coerced and intimidated, and they were really pushed into getting these jabs when they really didn't really want it. Many did. And these people, you can't help, you can't do anything about them. As I said, these fucking idiot zombies walking around the malls the other day in pajamas and UGG boots with masks on, texting. I mean, they're just gone. I mean, it's unbelievable to watch them, you know. They're nothing more than food for the system. They're under mind control. But I think most people, there's no way they would have wanted these COVID-19 experimental clot shots in their bodies. They just wouldn't have. But, you know, they eventually went and got it because they wanted to travel or see family and work and all of this. So they were coerced and bullied, but they weren't forced. As I said, that's assault. And that's what this Judge Beach Jones, wasn't it, with the ridiculous Hazard case with Dr. Kerry Chant, that looks like they've got her straight from a sanitarium. You know, with this case I was talking about in New South Wales, where the lawyers took them in and everything, and we had to waste all our time watching that on YouTube, and then this so-called judge threw it out in 10 minutes because the decision was already predetermined. It was already organized. His decision was always going to be that, because I'm telling you, and I told that, I was talking about that the other night on the podcast, that a judge in Australia is not going to go against the New World Order system and goes right up to the Vatican Freemasons. They're not going to go against Mr. Klaus Schwab's Great Reset. It's just not going to happen. They wouldn't have the authority to do so. They do what they're told. This is not a democratic society. This is not the Commonwealth of Australia. It's nothing more than a company run by criminals, bank robbers. It's a heist, and we're all hostages in this situation. So they're just doing whatever the hell they want. So we do not live in a free society anymore. It's rogue, and going through the Australian court systems is a complete waste of time. The AVN are wasting their time, and they're just wasting hundreds of thousands of dollars when that money could be going back into their own network and their own platforms to build bigger websites and more shows and all of this and more platforms. You know, put the money back into what we're doing here. Don't waste it through the court system, as we've been talking about. It's like being raped by priests in the church, and then you, as a kid, and then you go back to get justice in the same church. You're never going to win in their world. They're going to keep throwing it out, just like the police officer in Perth that threw his case out. Anyone, that's what I was saying the other night on the show. The courts just feed the jail systems and deal with crimes and misdemeanors. If you try to go in there and get any goodness or justice, they're going to throw it out because they're not here for the people. They're here to protect the New World Order system, just like the federal police and the normal police and the government. And it's all a con, and they're here to distract you and make you think that you have choice and make you think you live in some democratic free society when you do not. You live in a prison with golden bars. So we need to learn to understand this as we learn to navigate this system as things intensify. And so looking at the teachers is an incredible situation. They've come in again for another attack. They're like wolves in the night, and they retreat back into the darkness, you know, and then you're sort of around the campfire or someone's trying to watch, and you start to doze off, and the wolves come back again because they're hunters, they're predators. They, you know, they're preying on your mind, and they know when you're going to go to sleep, and they'll come and they'll drag you off into the darkness and rip you to pieces. This is what this predatory demonic system does. So, you know, they've let the teachers, as I said, go back, and then they've come and hit them again. Then they'll let them off, and then they'll hit them again till eventually they submit and go and get the damn vaccines. And that's the worst thing that you can ever do, because you're doing a deal with the devil. And you weren't forced onto the ground, or they didn't hold you down. As I said, they never held you down and forced it into your arm. That's assault. And that's why the judges are smart. They're throwing all these cases out because they're not forcing you. Okay, you lost your job. You know, if you don't want to get the jab and you want to be difficult, then you have to go and get another job or do something else. But we're not forcing you, right? They knew that this was going to be this way. So that's how they're getting you. They really, you know, that's the thing. What's the difference here? You know, I mean, it's really the same thing, isn't it, what they're doing? I mean, they're kind of forcing you. It is really mandatory. I mean, what choice do most people have when they need to put food on the table? So they're going and getting the damn jabs. But they're not physically holding you down and forcing you, as I said. So it's a really, really funny game, isn't it? But this is what they're doing. They're starting to starve people out now, and we're seeing this more and more. Anyway, in that article, which is up on the Kras Files website, it just shows a few things that you can do. And so the teachers lost their jobs last year in 2021 in December, and now they've been allowed back a little bit for a fraction in time, and now they're being sledgehammered again. And so they are advocating over at Reignite Democracy Australia to email and bombard the emails and phone lines, which looks like they're struggling from what I know, because this is hitting from multiple fronts and we all need to get on board here. And this is affecting more than 900 teachers. You've got the number for this weird person, Grace. You can call the number 0737197110, and you can also email the education@ministerial.queensland.gov.au. So education@ministerial.queensland.gov.au. And it's the Queensland Education Department. If you ring the Queensland Education Department, step one is call 137468. Step two is press 3. And step 3 is lodge a complaint as a concerned citizen at this disgusting and ridiculous behaviour that they're getting away with up there in broad daylight. It's really unbelievable. But this is... this is an operation of fear. And they're using fear to get you to submit to get these jabs. And it's very clear to me now that they want every citizen jabbed. And so they had the Operation COVID Shield last year in Australia. It was a military operation. Scott Morrison, this pedophile protector, that's what he is, this disgusting cretin who's just handing himself all these new roles and paychecks, this guy defies belief and he protects pedophiles. And he also, from what I looked at, the information that I've looked at, he is one himself. And he's been in trouble with this, and that's online. You can find it all, and we've discussed it. He brought in the Australian military and General Fruin, wasn't it? The bald-headed guy brought him in, and he took over. And basically, when that happened, I thought, fucking hell, they're going to come to our houses. But it was really weaponizing a program to weaponize and use, you know, propaganda and use fear as a weapon straight through people's minds to get them jabbed quickly. And that's what they managed to achieve. I mean, if you look at Operation COVID Shield, when he brought this guy in to do it, and it was a creepy process indeed. They've since packed all that up because their job's done. You know, the mission's been completed. They've obviously got their numbers that they wanted to get jabbed. And that has retreated into the night like the wolves. It's been packed away. And so this was an operation of fear. It was weaponized fear and propaganda using TV, mostly the TV, and just scaring people into submission, into doing what you were told. Because, you know, kind of making people feel suffocated and that you have to do it. And, of course, this was passed down to all industries and all jobs and where everyone was working. And those who were getting these COVID-19 clot shots, who have basically damned themselves and the and their futures and the future of their own kids and families, they played into this campaign of fear and terror as well, because it was like, you're not on our side. And I've mentioned that before. It's like kids in school when you're picking teams and you just want to get picked and you don't get picked and you're the last one. It just makes you feel terrible, you know. Everybody wanted to be on that ship. So these people who were getting jabs at and they didn't have any immediate reactions or problem with it, and that gave them more confidence to maybe get the second one at that time, they felt the need to jump on their high horse and and to boss others around and to go on some crazed ego trip from hell and force these onto other people and mask wear and everything. These little egomaniac power trippers were everywhere. You know, they've had their jabs. If you haven't had yours, you're not doing the right thing and we don't want you here. So there was that whole bullying campaign. And, you know, going back to the teachers as well, I mean, after this, I would assume after this, a lot of them are just going to be they're going to pack it up. They've had enough, you know, and you got to worry about depression here and things like that, and what's going to happen to them, because, you know, but this is the thing, you know, it's just like continually flooding people out or burning people out or terrorizing people and just coming back and back and back, you know, eventually they're going to do what you say. So, you know, this is what this campaign is. And so it's obvious to me that, as I said, through Operation COVID Fear or Shield, whatever you want to call it, and they jabbed all these poor elderly people, got rid of them in the nursing homes. That's a mass kill-off as well, mass die-off. It's obviously they got their numbers. They're happy with that. I think as well as what I said on previous shows, there was a time frame for this because military always work through time frames. It's an operation, so they were given a time frame and an amount that they wanted to come to. All the numbers were crunched, obviously, so, you know, and then they pulled back. So you can't just have this massive operation of fear and what Daniel Andrews did and these Gestapo, Darth Vader-type robocops in black down there and what they did to people in Sydney, locking everyone down and everything, and now it just goes away. I mean, obviously that operation was completed in my book, and they achieved their designation or their desired results, and now they've backed off, right? And so they backed off for a time, and then a lot of the population stupidly think that everything's normal again. I can see them everywhere. they're living the dream now, you know. Unbelievably, many people around here are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars doing up their houses, and mum's buying a new car, a new Kia, and, you know, they're spending and getting in debt again and buying all this stuff up because they think everything's like it was 5-10 years ago, and it's not. You would have to be really stupid. You would have to have bricks in your brains to think that they're going to go through everything that they did and all of this lockdowns and this whole COVID ordeal to just stop now and that's it. It's all over, is it? I don't think so. So people are off guard now. And obviously in Australia, we're heading into the summer and everyone's planning holidays and all of this. And that would be a stupid thing. I'm not telling people to live in fear. I'm just saying keep your wits about you and understand this system and what it's doing and what it's capable of. And never let your guard down. Always be aware and alert. Stay steps ahead. And, you know, watch everything that they're showing you. Watch everything that they're doing. Keep your eye like a hawk on these people because it's going to come back. And we can see that now. So it looks like they're doing a mop-up type operation now, or they're beginning to do the mop-up operation. So they got most of the public vaccinated or jabbed. They let it go for a while, and then they let those unjabbed people go back to their jobs or their lives and give that sort of illusion or appearance that everything's kind of going back to normal. Let it go for a little bit, and now they're starting the hammer blows, as I said again. So it looks like they're going to start beginning this mop-up operation, if you will, and then now they're going to start this kind of stuff. So if they're doing that, that means that now they come back for the stragglers. Now they've come. Now they're coming back for those fractions of society that, like myself and our listeners and others who didn't want the jabs, now they're coming back for us with a new campaign. And this one's going to be very strong. This is where they're going to starve you out now. This is where they're going to take your pay and all sorts of things like this. And then, as I said, many of those teachers in those groups, you know, if you've got 900 teachers in Queensland who didn't want the jabs and made it all this way, I'm assuming very strongly they're going to be like us and that they're definitely not going to get them. But, you know, when they come in and they do this again and they take their money away for like 18 weeks or whatever, few of them will fall into that pool of propaganda, into that hole, you know, and they'll go and get one. And they got you. You took a bite of that poison apple. They got you. And so this is where they start to increase or tighten their stranglehold, you know what I mean? So they've gone for the bulk of the public, the bulk of the people. They've done an all-around campaign to get everybody jabbed. They've got, you know, most of the public jabbed, and they don't care about those few that didn't. The objective and the idea was to get everybody, you know, or most people done, and they've done that. The people who don't want it, who are scattering here and there, we leave them for later. You know what I mean? We let them go. We let them think that everything's okay. We string them along. Now we can see they're coming back in for more bites, more attacks, like the wolves in the night that I said, you know, you go to sleep next to the fire, they'll try and grab your foot and drag you out into the bush. But you got to fight back. You got to fight back and get back to the fire and get a stick and burn it and then just swing it at them and scream and all of that. And everyone's got to get up and stand together. And then the wolves retreat back into the dark. And then you go on and then you start to not think about it anymore and you relax a little bit. Then one night around the campfire, they come in again because you've taken your guard down. You've left your guard down, you know. That's who these people are, and that's what I keep saying. They're predators, so you never can let your guard down. You've got to watch these people like hawks. They're really despicable, folks. I don't know who they are, and I don't give a fuck. I just know they're not like me, and I'll never be like them, and I know they're going to hell. And that's just a fact. They're just gone in the head. They're absolutely sick in the head. But make no mistake, they're coming back for the mop-up operation now, and this is going to intensify as it ebbs and it flows. And we can see this today in Chile, in the South American country Chile, and I have contacts there, of course. and I watched the video. I know a bit of Spanish, and I know exactly what's going on here. And I found an English article on what has happened in Chile. This is Chile really got clobbered badly. I've talked about this country in the past with the 70s Pinochet dictatorship run by the Skull and Bones crew. And communist lunatics and what they did to that country. And it seems that the Chilean people now are being walked straight back into this kind of situation, and they're willing to do that because they think that there's a virus there, and there isn't any virus there. There never was. There's no COVID-19 virus. It doesn't exist. It's not real. There are no variants. There's nothing airborne. There's nothing. Viruses don't exist in nature that can go and attack you and make you sick. And you can't catch a virus and you can't spread it to anyone. It's all fake. It's nonsense. None of them exist. None of them. Right through history. We've gone over this time and time again. There's no COVID-19 virus. And it's not just me saying that. It hasn't been isolated. It's not there, folks. There's nothing there. The only thing there is the fear being mirrored back to you, that the media are pumping out. The media are suggesting that you're going to catch a virus. And if you take that up and believe in it, and enough people believe in that so much, then they create that virus around them. And I guess they really do see it, like a kid seeing a monster in his closet in the night and screaming for mum and dad, you know. They can make you conjure up all sorts of things in your mind using simple propaganda techniques through the TV sets and pumping it into your mind. Pumping it out like shit into your living room floor out of those black screens. And so they've made the public believe that there's something there that's going to get them, and they're going to get it and they could die and they could spread it to other people. You know, they've made the public believe in a boogeyman that just simply isn't there. There's nothing there. Our lives have not changed since we were little. You know, things have changed around us, you know, like it's got more built up and cities and things like that, and things are becoming more technical and everything, but there's no virus there. There never was. You know, if there was, it would have got you years ago, or when, you know, or 10 or 20 years ago. Why didn't it then? You know, I mean, why have we lived our entire lives and we've come to this point in history and now suddenly this is happening and there's this virus that's going to kill us all? It's absolutely ridiculous. And even if you were to believe in COVID-19, what was it really? Just a cough and sit at home, have some chicken soup and watch Dr. Phil? I mean, even if you were worried about getting the virus, it isn't really anything. And the variants were even weaker than that. But still, they scared the hell out of the public, and the public think that there's this boogeyman virus that they're going to catch and spread, and they could get sick and die, and they're willing to not only get this technology injected into their bodies, which will probably eventually, even those who feel okay, outrun them and bring them down. Even if you've had one, even if you have a minute particles of graphene oxide in your bloodstream, this stuff is scaffolding. It is building and it is growing inside you, and it's you know, this is micro blood clotting, folks, and eventually it will catch up to people. You need to try and get that shit out of you. I would assume that a lot of people in Australia have had one, and so they're trying to say that they're trying to mix that all up now. But I was covering that in articles on the last podcast, how they're talking about all these deaths and illnesses, and how everyone's got COVID overseas and everything, and they're trying to make it so, they're trying to say that it's the unvaccinated, but when you read the articles, the unvaccinated are the double jabbed. It's unbelievable. If you remember, I was talking about that, you know. So it's the single jab, the double jabbed, and the double jab boosted. They're the ones dying and getting sick. It's nothing to do with us unvaccinated, but the media are trying to spin it like that, and they even have headers saying that the unvaccinated are dying of COVID and all of this. And then you read the article, I've covered this a million times, and the unvaccinated are actually the vaccinated. But if you have had one or two jabs and you don't want the boosters, the three and the four and the five and the six or whatever it's going to be, they are actually saying that the system is actually deeming you unjabbed. And we knew this was going to happen. It was a very simple process because I did my homework. And those of us who who are aware, we could outsmart and outmaneuver this system. And we've done so ever since. And we've stayed true and stayed strong. And we understand how the system operates and how it works and what its moves are. But the general public does not. And it gets sucker punched every single time. In Chile, they are like the second or third most inoculated and boosted country on earth. At one point, they were the most vaccinated country in the world, like Israel and some of these places, and some of those Middle Eastern countries. But Chile's like almost the most highly vaccinated country on earth. They took it up very quickly, and amazing thing, because it is a country full of people who are willing to fight for their rights, and they don't want to, from what I know, they don't want to go back to those bad dictatorship days of the 70s and early 80s or mid 80s under a dictator. But they've just done that hook, line and sinker, because they used the boogeyman virus to take them down, you know. So all that fighting people and all those years of fighting to build and live in a better country and make sure that they don't go through those bad old days again has just been taken away and wiped out in one swoop because they made up a story about a fake virus, you know, and they've taken it because people are so scared of getting a virus and getting sick. This is the fear of dying, and that's what they're plugging into, you know. This is where they're getting people, and it just made them so scared. And the way that the corporate media around the world were used to get into people's heads, to worm into people's heads and plant those seeds of propaganda, and by using fear and just complete and utter absolute disgusting lies, they've sucked them all in, and now they're in big trouble. This article basically says that the Chile's health minister, in deep red, publicly threatens. She has, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it's up on the website. The health minister of Chile has openly threatened unvaccinated people in Chile with measures. And these people who are not inoculated or jabbed against the fake COVID-19 virus. So the country's figures show that these experimental jabs are not helping to contain any virus, and they're not helping anybody. And that's a fact there. I saw a video that went up on social media today from Chile. It was just horrible. I almost couldn't watch it. Very poor neighborhoods with fences up, you know, like steel fences up. And these people were going in to see these families and their children who are just lying in beds, suffering so terribly after these jabs. Young children, like not even teenagers, from what I could see, with the mum there just trying to offer them some kind of help, and they're just on the bed rattling, and they're just sick, and all of this. So there's a silent epidemic in Chile right now of it's mass murder, and they're covering it all up through their disgusting swine pig media, and they're lying about everything, but it's mass murder. There's people dying all over the place, and the hospitals won't be able to look after them in a country like that, or intensive care units. And so people, they're just dying at home, and these poor little children are suffering so bad. I could hardly watch that video. And this disgusting communist rat is getting up there threatening people. So we need a revolution of people. We need people to go and bust down these doors and pull these people out by their heads. We really do. We're not going to get anywhere. So Chile has one of the highest rates of vaccinated and boosted people in relation to the fake COVID-19 virus in the world, and not only does it continue to have high case numbers, but also still many admissions to hospitals and intensive care units, as well as rising deaths related to the so-called virus when it's really the jabs. But this is the cover-up, isn't it? How many times did I say that? The inoculations cause the real pandemic. They scare you about a boogeyman virus. They prick you in the arm with needles. Then everybody starts to get sick over time. And that then others think that that's an actual real viral pandemic. When it was the original and initial shots in the arms that people got. So they're causing the pandemic through the inoculations by making people sick. It's got nothing to do with the virus. So this didn't stop the country's health minister, Maria Begonia Yaza-Siez, from wanting to force relatively few resistant citizens to these controversial inoculations. In a speech announcing the fifth COVID shot dose of the experimental clot shots for the citizens of Chile, this beast, this criminal monster, who until January 22 was still a member of the Partido Socialista de Chile, or Chile, or whatever that is, PS, and at the Universidad, the University de la Habana in Cuba, studied, the unvaccinated people are 1.6 million. This is what she just came out to the public and said on live TV. She came out and said the unvaccinated people in Chile are 1.6 million. We will address them directly now. We know who they are, where they are, where they work, and in which area. So it is about addressing them directly. And this is what she has stated. So they actually know the exact amount of people who are not jabbed. And this is what we were talking about with Jason last year, I think, that it's absolutely very obvious. This was a military operation in Australia. So everybody has a unique number associated to their, you know, or connected to their jab, not just internally, but externally on paperwork and stuff like that. So it's inside and outside. You've got numbers attached to you. And every single person that got even one of these jabs, that is documented. So all of us in Australia who didn't get these jabs, they know our names, date of birth, where you live, where you work, where you're moving, what you're spending, everything about you, everything. And that's all done through basic things like your driver's license or whatever it is. It's just track and trace stuff and all of this. Even if you, like me, and you never QR coded and you never played into one speck of this and never wore a mask and you didn't get the jabs, they still know that you didn't take one of those jabs and they know who you are and where you live. There is no escape unless you're completely off the grid. And so they know exactly the exact, right down to a pinhead, the number of people who didn't get those jabs, folks. And this is kind of the first time I've seen a country like this come out and say that to its citizens. We know who you are, and we know exactly how many there are. Interesting, isn't it? So this is what communism looks like. The Chilean health minister saying, we know who you are, to the citizens that didn't take the clot shots. We know where you live. We know who you are. And we are going to basically come after you. From what I know, where this creature works in Chile, there was only about 10 protesters who actually went to her residence or where she works. You know what I mean? This health minister. What are you looking at in a country like Chile? There's like a million people who didn't want the jabs, but that's only a small number, isn't it? But there's, out of those people, many of them are going to be scared after this into getting the inoculations, and that will just whittle down as this mop-up operation continues, you know what I mean? And they scare people more. And we can expect many operations in Chile that we saw Daniel Andrews use in Victoria, just scaring people, you know, like having these police go into homes and arrest actors and just scaring people, like setting it all up, you know. like we saw with these actors being arrested by the police in Victoria in Australia. So we've been through this in Australia. We know how all this works, and I know how all this works. And I would think that the Chilean people, you're going to be pushed into a corner here as they come for every last person to get a needle in your arm. And they're going to whittle it down. So, you know, as I said before with the teachers, you know, they're whittling down now. They're mopping up. Now they're taking their pay. You know, we're going to take this amount of pay from you from this amount of weeks. Yes, a lot of teachers will leave. A lot of teachers will just continue to work and they'll take that pay cut. It's a mix, but a bunch of those teachers may go and get that first jab. You know what I mean? And this is the same thing here. After this threat that we know who you are, we know where you live and we know your names, a bunch of this million people, or, you know, 1.6 million people in Chile, a bunch of them, like a chunk of those people are going to go and get those jabs. So they've got them, you see, and they've whittled that down to under a million now. Then they apply more pressure to those existing people, and they go to their houses, they send teams out to intimidate and bully and all of this. As I said, at the end of the day, they can't force you, that's assault, but they're whittling down, they're mopping up. This is what they're going to start doing in Australia and all over the world. I don't know about the US, there seems to be a lot of people who didn't take the jabs in the US, like millions. I guess in bigger countries like the US, where people are onto this early, it might be a different process that they're going to do. But it looks to me, how many in Australia, I actually still don't even know the numbers. I know they lie about everything, and they have to lie. They have to tell people through this whole process that more and more people are getting jabbed, and you're going to be left, you know, you're going to be left behind if you don't get them. So jump on board, get the jabs, you know. 95% of Australians have got it. Do you want to be that 5%, that kind of thing? They lie about everything. So I still don't know the actual numbers in Australia, but I know it's big. I know most people have got these jabs, but I would assume a huge chunk of people have only received one jab, and this could be good for them. Hopefully they can get on our side as well. This would add millions more, you know what I mean? But the people like myself and the listeners here, like us, who never touched this jab and never went anywhere near it, and we're not vaccinated, and keep in mind, folks, like we've been talking about, people are not shedding anything from being vaxxed. People are feeling ill around those who are vaxxed, or when they're in around large groups of people who are vaxxed, because they're emitting basically frequencies, microwave frequencies. They're walking antennas. They're being targeted and pulsed. So the technology in them, so they're like walking radios or walking antennas, whatever you want to call it. If you're around these people, that's why some sensitive people might not be feeling well, because these people who are jabbed are being pulsed. Those of us who didn't, you know, who are completely still human and not inoculated, how many are there of us in this country? Is it similar to Chile? Is it like a million or two? I don't know. What do you reckon? Is it 2 million, 2.5, 5, 4? What is it? I don't fucking know. I don't know. I can't work it out, because I don't trust the media and the government. So I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how many Australians are actually not jabbed like myself. How many is it? Let me know if you know. I don't know. How would we ever know? I mean, it's all a scam. Anyway, meanwhile, in Chile, the Public Health Institute, the ISP, has allowed Sinovac, experimental COVID clot shots, Coronavac, or Coronavac, to be released to children as young as 6 months old. So these demons aren't stopping. There's just, it's bloodlust. To hell and back, man. So apparently Chile is becoming a repressive communist state in which state security could soon start hunting down unvaccinated people. And this is despite the fact that in Chile, of all places, it became apparent very early on that the vaccination campaigns were not a savior, but rather pointless, to the point of being dangerous. So, you know, they scared people there and they started getting jabbed and then people started really getting sick. But the question I ask here is, if Chile has one of the highest rates of vaccinated and boosted people in relation to COVID-19 in the world, which it does, why are the communist health ministers threatening just the few remaining who are unvaccinated? I mean, if that country has like the highest vaccinated and boosted people in the world, shouldn't they just be getting on with their lives? Why are they threatening a little pond of people who didn't want it? Why are they a threat to everybody else? This tells me that they want 100% of the population jabbed. They want everybody connected here. This is an operation, man. This is much, much bigger and darker than we thought. So I would say to people, take note of this. This is a warning to all of us. They aren't going away. And we can see this with the Queensland teachers. Now they've come back to mop up. Now they're starting to squeeze the teachers. If we don't push back in this country and people act stupid and they think that this is okay behavior because you're selfish and you didn't get the jabs, you're a fucking idiot. We need to stop this. Whether you're jabbed, whether you've had none, whether you've had one, whether you've had two, it doesn't matter. We need to fight this beast system together as Australians. We need to find that Australian fighting spirit and we need to fight these devils back or we're all gone, I'm telling you. These people who are getting their jabs and acting like goody little two-shoes and think that you're on the government side and they're going to have special privileges for you, you're a fucking dreaming, go back to sleep. They want us all dead. They want our police forces dead. They want our military people dead. They want everybody dead. And this is not being run from this country. It's being run from outside this country, as we said, all the way to the top, even beyond the Vatican Freemasons. Because as we talked about with Johnny last night, they're answering to dark forces. This is interdimensional dark forces, black forces, who are exchanging technology for human, you know, suffering and misery and fear as food. We are being fed on, and as we've talked about as well, these frequencies from these towers and 5G towers and what's being this alien technology that's being injected into people and these frequencies that they're pulsing, these microwave type frequencies, they're not of this earth, they're not natural, it's not of Mother Earth, it's false. And these frequencies that they're, I mean, these towers they're just putting up everywhere, this kind of grid that they're creating, this microwave grid, this could be conjuring up a better environment for these entities so they can be here more, they can exist in our realm more within these frequencies. We know the devil is in the detail, and the way that the devil is going to get to us is through the technology and through these frequencies, sucking us into the black mirror, into the technology. That's how it's going to get to you. We have to return to our true selves and the natural world and God. We can't be going down this way because it's transhumanism and it's wiping away the human soul. That's their ultimate goal, folks. I hope people know that. That's what this is about, wiping away the human soul, reworking things. This is the Frankenstein character they've been showing you in the movies, as well as the Dracula character. How many times have I explained that and gone into that? Frankenstein character is just transhumanism. That's what it's all about, making us into monsters. These devils and these devil worshippers are trying to cut off our souls, our consciousness, our connection to the consciousness. And I think that has been achieved through the jabs. If we look into that a little bit deeper, and so that's a whole nother podcast, and I've discussed that in podcasts, but this technology goes far deeper. It's not just about some experimental jabs. People think that these pharmaceutical companies just were juggling balls because there was a fake viral outbreak around the world, and it came from China and bats and people eating bats in soups, and that the Pfizer and AstraZeneca, all of this, they were in their laboratories with their lab coats and their twitching their moustaches and working with their Bunsen burners day and night and coming up with an effective and safe vaccine for humanity. And, you know, this is the best we could do, and these mRNA jabs are the best we can do, or the mRNA jabs are the best we can do, and this is what we've got, and it will help you, you know. I mean, come on, this technology, it's already there. This is all in the plant, probably decades ago. This is black magic. This technology is alien. This is all intentional. And the deeper and darker aspects of these jabs is far, far, far worse and far beyond what we could ever imagine, I would say. There's stuff growing in people and it's alien. This is not what you think, folks. You people are being injected directly with some form of alien technology that has something to do with these frequencies and pulsing and energies and things that they're putting up everywhere, and it's got something to do with these interdimensional creatures and mind control, I'm telling you. And it's all about transhumanism and wiping away the human soul, and this is what they've been doing for decades and decades. Humans are very complex and emotional creatures, and in order to bring in a transhuman type future, they first need to wipe away what makes us human. Our love and compassion, our empathy, this kind of stuff. And that's what they've been doing through all the movies and music clips and all this over-sexualization and attacking our kids and everything. They've been turning us into these kinds of uncaring, unempathetic, creatures, really, just like them, cold-hearted, you know, taking away people's empathy. This has been going on for so long, and this has been slowly dragged out of people. It's not happening overnight. It's a slow, drip-feeding, incremental dragging away of all the complex, bits and pieces and mechanics that make us human. They're erasing it all and replacing it all and rebuilding, remodeling, reshaping. And this is transhumanism, folks. That's what it is. That's what's going on. And we've talked about it time and time and time again on these podcasts as well. People can go back and have a listen to the Night Watch podcast. I've always been discussing it. But as I said, in a country with such a massive inoculation rate and booster rate, and that they're going into their fifth, why would you be threatening a couple of people here and there? It's absolutely ridiculous. So it looks to me like this beast system wants everybody jabbed. We've been through this before, folks. Just to refresh your memory, I saved a video here from New Zealand, which is still up. Here it is here. I'll play it for you. This is the little weaselly shithead in New Zealand. I don't know who it is and I don't give a shit. But this is the guy in New Zealand that came out and said that they were planning to hunt down the unvaccinated. This was last year, remember? And there was this kind of talk in Australia as well. So Chile are going through that now. This is what happened in New Zealand. Let me play the clip.
I think early next year we'll be in the phase of chasing up people who haven't come forward to get their vaccination or have missed their bookings and so on. So everyone will be able to get a vaccine between now and the end of the year. But of course, you know, and I want every New Zealander to come forward, but human behaviour suggests that there will be some people that we have to actually really go out and look for, and some of that may spill into next year. But our commitment is everyone will have the opportunity to get the vaccine by the end of the year. Everyone will, but I can't say that, you know, that we're not going to have some hesitant people or some people who just haven't come forward that we don't have to go out and find next year.
So, yeah, there you go. He's talking about going out and finding people next year, which is this year, who didn't want the jabs. You heard it right there. I just played it for you. That's from New Zealand. I mean, that was last year. That was last year. You can hear what he just said. Hesitant people who didn't want the jabs. We don't have to go out. We don't want to have to go out and basically find them next year, 2022. This is what's happening in Chile right now. And she's actually making, the health minister there is making threats. We know who you are. We know how many there are. We know where you work. We know where you live. And we're coming to you. And this is a bluff. Of course it's a bluff. And they will be sending people out, of course. Although, remember when they said they were going to send these COVID teams out to convince people to get jabs? They kind of did it in bits and pieces, but they backed off. So it was all mostly a bluff. It's a bluff in a casino in hell. It's a bluff in a casino in hell. That's what they're doing. The devil's bluffing you. And it's using fear fear tactics to do so, to get you to take a bite of that juicy poison apple. You know what I mean? You bite that poison apple and you fall down and you die. So as we said, and we've seen it here in Australia, and we just heard it there in New Zealand, you know, and we heard this from Yvette Darf, didn't we, in Queensland. She basically said to people in outback maybe areas in Queensland that we're coming to your property with eskies full of needles. Remember she said that? We're coming to your places with eskies and needles in them. And basically, we want you to get jabbed. But as I said, they can't force you, but they're really pressuring people now. Here we go. So, you know, the governments very obviously have done all the figures and the numbers and crunched all the data, and they've obviously understand that there's going to be hesitant people who don't want the jabs, like myself, and that we will deal with them later. Because we've got most people done, but we will incrementally deal with these people and whittle that down and suffocate them out. And those of us who survive this, because this has not ended, it's going to continue for another few years, so I'm assuming, isn't it, to 2025 when the jabs go? I don't know, but for those of us who make that passage, who make it through that stormy sea, through that storm, I don't honestly know what to tell you, folks. What's going to happen to us? It's going to be a big effort, and it's going to require a hell of a lot of courage and strength, and knowledge and know-how and survival instincts and gut. And the will to survive and protect yourself and those around you and your family and kids and loved ones. And you're going to have to learn to really navigate here as this pathway gets thinner and thinner. As I said many times on the podcast, it's kind of like being in a square room, like one of those torture films, you know, with spikes coming out of the walls and the ceiling and the floor. And it's slowly closing in on us. This is what they're doing. So they, as I said before, they got everybody jabbed in one big free-for-all orgy of getting people jabbed, and then they'll worry about the the ones that didn't want it later in the years to come. And now they're starting to press, and they'll take one out and two out. Remember those police lines in Victoria, what they were doing, the bottlenecking thing, or what were they called? I don't know the name of it. You know, what we saw in Victoria, the Victorian police, they were surrounding a group of protesters in a circle, and then they would make the circle smaller and smaller, and then police would come in and grab one and pull them out and then close the circle. You know, like they were doing that, and it became famous in Australia and went all around the world, and then they would just close the circle in and grab another one and grab another one, just pure domination and fear tactics and psychological trauma and torture, you know, and scaring people. That's what they were doing. This is what they're doing now. This is what they're going to do now. They're going to get the bulk of people jabbed, and then they're going to form a circle around those who didn't want it, and they're slowly going to come in and take one and two and three out and one out and whittle it down to just a handful. And then what happens then, I don't know. The only way to stop that is if all of us continue to resist, continue to say no, we're never getting it, and also for everybody else in this country, if I'm looking at Australia, to get on board with us and stop acting like a fuckwit. Just because you got your jabs and Joe Blow didn't, it doesn't make you any bigger or better than anybody. You're a fool. And you've been conned and you've been poisoned. Grow a fucking spine, wake up and get on board while you still have time. Don't go down that path. It's a very dark path indeed. We need everybody on our side. Everybody on our side. We need people to stand up for fellow Australians, our teachers, frontline workers, because they're coming for all of them. This is just an attack in the night by the wolves. Now, if enough of us stand up and we bombard these Queensland education ministers and government and we push them back, they'll go back like the wolves, as I said, but they'll come back later. So we have to regather together. We have to grow our communities, strengthen numbers, and we have to continue this fight going forward. No matter, I don't care how many jabs you had or if you had none, it doesn't matter. We need to fight this together because they're after all of us. They don't care. You know, you're not going to get any special privileges because you've got jabbed, okay? You are walking headfirst into the death of your soul, to the end of humankind as you know it, and transhuman future, that's it. You know? We didn't get it, we fucked up, we didn't understand it again, we sold our souls, boom. Massive reset. We go back to the Stone Ages and it fucking starts again. That's what keeps happening. We're building on top and on top and on top until we fucking get it. We get it. You get it. I get it. We understand what's going on here. The bulk of humanity is starting to get it. I can see a huge awakening. A huge awakening happening. A massive awakening, and I think it's an energy thing. I think we are shifting, and I think there's no way to stop it. And I think that's why the system now is lashing out. What I want to finish on here is what I always say. When we see these devils up there on their podiums with their masks on, threatening people, saying, "We're going to come after you," and all of this, it just shows you how desperate they are and how pathetic they are. And I think that they are running out of time, as Johnny was always talking about. I think this system of death is running out of time. These parasites are running out of time and they're working overtime to try and claw back control and order. As we expose this system more and more, it will get uglier and lash out more as it tries to maintain order and control. But I think this is a dimensional shift. I think that we are shifting here. That's my belief, and I will hold on to that. I think there's a shift happening, and these creatures know it. These entities behind the mirror of time, behind the mask of our governments and media and militaries and all of this, I think they know it. And that's why this is all speeding up. And we're talking about this on our previous shows, with all this weird and bizarre stuff happening. And Jason Woodforth was mentioning it yesterday on the show, that he was reading all the bizarre newspaper articles coming out in Queensland and how the spelling's all wrong and it just didn't make sense, and he's never seen that before. And these weird Hollywood deaths and things that are going strange. And we were talking about this with Sharon, that the Matrix is starting to malfunction, perhaps. The system is malfunctioning. You know what I mean? The system, I mean, that's been pulled over our eyes. The lie, you know, the altered reality that most people have been living in, that we can see now. That system is breaking down. And so there's going to be all this crazy stuff happening. That is a very true and real possibility to look at. So things are going to get madder. And as things get madder and more crazed and out of control, it might appear to a lot of people that they are getting more control and things are going to get worse for us. But I think it's like fighting, you know, a sickness or something through the night, and the bad, you know, when a child has a bad sickness through the night and then they get that fever and it gets really scary, but and parents panic, but then that fever breaks and they get better. It's like going through a storm and finding a better world on the other side. I think we're going to go through a big storm here, folks. That's what I think is coming. And I think this system is lashing out. And as Johnny was saying on many of our podcasts and last night's podcast, they already have so much control. Why would they go for this? Why would they lash out like this with this whole COVID thing? And why would they be lashing out like this and threatening massive amounts of people to go and hunt you down if they weren't desperate? Maybe they're lying about the amount of people that haven't had the jabs. You know, maybe they know there's a lot more that don't want it. Maybe they can see this swell brewing that's going to fucking stamp these bastards out and eventually see them hang, every fucking last one of them. Maybe that's why, because all of them have got to pay. At some point, they have to pay for what they've done. They're murderers. And I want to see mainstream media people and people like David Koch, The Jewish David Kosh, who lives in the lap of luxury on the Sydney Northern Beaches and his Sunrise show. I want to see this guy punished for what he did and his lies and his team that followed him. I want to see all these people in the Australian media who lie for a living, these fucking scam artists. I want to see them pay for what they've done. I want to see them arrested and charged and put on trial and either imprisoned or hung or given the death penalty for what they've done, as well as these frontline workers and doctors who have been injecting people. They're murderers. You are responsible for murdering how many people and ruining people's health and lives, you know. They are accessory to murder, right? It doesn't matter if they pulled the trigger. They were there and they witnessed it and they helped, and they're accessories to murder, so they must pay for what they've done. And the media are no different. The media have been there in this country. The Australian mainstream media are filth and scum. They lie for a living, and they have been there since day one. Day one, pushing these inoculations, these shots of death onto the public, onto elderly people in nursing homes, and now onto children and babies, and onto pregnant women, and they've pushed it since day one. And when all this blows up, these worms, these gutless, spineless worms, are going to turn around and pretend that they were always on our side, and they didn't know, and all of this. And we can see, as we covered the other night on the shows, all these COVID characters that we saw last year around Daniel Andrews and all these, they were getting up and doing all these COVID conferences all the time. All these characters that we witnessed, most of them have disappeared or jumped ship or gone into different roles. They're all bailed. You know, look at Michael Gunner in the Northern Territory. You know, we've got a few of these premiers who are still hanging in there like parasites that they are. But it's very interesting times. I think this system is doomed to fail. To be honest, and I think it's all about awareness. At the end of the day, as we've been talking about, I don't think a single punch needs to be thrown. There doesn't even need to be any violence. All we need is billions of people to wake up here and be aware of this parasitic type system and stop feeding it with our fear, you know, and raise our vibrational frequencies to a more loving and pure state, and return to where we need to be, and this thing will be cast out and never come back here again. Until we get that, it's going to be very hard, but I think it's happening, and I would be positive about that. Great chatting with you guys tonight. Everything's up on the website, krasvols.com. Enjoy. Plenty going up, and if you remember, don't forget to get into the members area. There's a great chat room and things going on in there, and plenty of these podcasts going up, and other podcasts, and info going up daily. So it's a very active website. It's a big website. It's heavy, but the costs have increased for me, and having some members really helps me to continue here and just pushes me forward. Lost a couple of members lately, which is kind of sad. Happens, but couple more have logged in, so thanks to you guys, really great. Email me anytime about anything, I'm always here. Don't worry about bothering me. I run it all myself. I don't have anyone helping me. I run this completely myself. I just have my hosting and a website guy in the US. If I get any difficulties or need anything built on the website that's complex, he will help me do that. It's just me. I don't have anybody answering emails or helping me whatsoever. It's just me, Adam, here on the ground in Sydney, Australia. That's it. I run it all myself. And I've got a family. I've got a little one. I'm homeschooling. We're trying to keep a dying business afloat while paying huge rent here in Sydney. And I'm trying to just plug in and do this in the nights. It's full on, man. But I love being here and I love doing this. I really enjoy it. And it's great to have that website up there and so active and so many thousands going through there a day. It's a real achievement. I feel very proud of that, and I can't do it without you guys. I want all the members to know that that's your website up there. You help me to keep that up and running. So get in the members area, log into the chat room and have a chat and leave links and videos and things like that and say hi. It's a great chat room and it's completely secure. It's like a little social media Krasvols chat room, and take a look at all the great information that the members are posting in there as well, and share that around and take a look. If you want to log into the chat room in the Kraz Files chat room, once you're in, you've logged in, you're in the website, you go in the members area, just log in as a guest user. If you're not using social media, you can log in with social media, Twitter or Facebook, I think that's just what they offer. But if you want to, just log in as a guest user and just use whatever name you want and chat away. Log in each time that you're in there and chat away, and let us know your feelings. If you want to write any articles or anything like that, submit them to me and I'll put them up for you. If you want to share any links with me via the email, do that. If you feel like you want something up on the website and posted, let me know. I'll put that up. And if you're on Telegram, keep posting away. It's a good, going pretty well there. Haven't had any problems lately, so enjoy that. And I will be back, what are we, Friday the 26th, it's a bit of a spend the day with a little one tomorrow. It was a bit of a late one till 11:30 last night with Johnny. He was going off. I'm pretty tired, but I just wanted to cover that tonight. And I just wanted to say to people that this is a game of fear. It is a bluff. They are bluffing you, and they're trying to scare people who didn't want those jabs into getting those jabs. And you've got to call their bluff. And you've got to force them to stand down. Don't fall into this lie. It's all a bluff. They're not going to force you to do it. That's assault. Once they assault you, then the game's changed. I mean, that's Mad Max 2. You know what I mean? It's the end of the world. I don't think they're going to go there. They can't physically force you and hold you down to get those jabs, but they can terrorize people and try to incrementally break down the groups of people one at a time to try and make you get those jabs. And that's what I've been saying. It's a game of fear, folks. It's all about fear, and fear feeds the system. Don't buy into the fear. All these ghouls and goblins and gremlins and monsters and creatures in their masks up there on their podiums trying to say that they're going to hunt you down, they're fucking liars, and they're doomed. Their souls are damned. They're filthy predators. They've sold their souls to Satan, and we are nothing like them. Nothing like them, and we will never be like them. We are here for a reason, and we're here to fight back. And, you know, stay true. Protect yourself. Stay prepped. Protect your kids, your family, and those around you who you're connected with. And keep finding communities around wherever you can to join up with. And there's a lot of like-minded people around. There's stuff happening all the time down here. Every weekend there's people meeting up. And I'm going to like homeschooling groups where people don't want any part of this, and it's just great. They got all their kids there, and there's lots more than I originally thought. There's plenty of communities all around this country who are linking up and who are disgusted with what's going on. And we need to start pushing back. And there's strength in numbers. So don't play into the fear. They're trying to scare people into getting those jabs, to taking a bite of that poison apple. Don't take it. Don't take it. There's nothing to be scared of. You know? They're the fearful ones. They're the scared ones. They're the creatures of the night. Not us. Not us. They're the monsters in the darkness. Not us. Yeah? Just look at them like that. They're monsters in the darkness. And they're trying to claw and grab and drag you into that dark world on that fast freight train to hell. This is what these creatures do. Because they know that they're going to hell, and they want to take all of us with them. And we're not going. Let them go down the sinkhole. Anyway, I'll be back. It's Friday night, the 26th of August here in Sydney, Australia. I will be back on Sunday night with Jay Wilderness to chat about all his latest videos and just go wherever. So that's going to be a great show. And I'll put that up for the members as well. Look for any little extra bits as well. But that's going to be a great show. That's the next one coming up anyway. I'm been reworking all my times because it's just been so hard for me. I've had to get up on the weekends and do shows, so I've been up to this point because I'm podcasting on my phone in the day. I've been able to make it all work. It's been a little bit easier on me to get all this done, but lots of podcasting and lots to discuss and lots to break down as we work our way through here, and we stay positive and connected, interconnected, and keep those heart centers open, folks. look after yourselves and your little ones and your families and those around you who you care about and who are on board, and get connected with your communities and stay focused, stay aware, watch this system like a hawk. And awareness is the key, because every single one of us who are aware and staying positive and true and keep researching and studying, the more it fractures this beast matrix type system, and the more it will malfunction and be appear weirder and more crazy as it falls to pieces. We'll chat on Sunday night. Take care, folks, and Kraz out.